Homily for Monday, April 5th, Easter Monday. Last Tuesday, I watched a 2-hour film called Francesco. It's a study of Pope Francis done by an Israeli gay man. If you have the opportunity, by all means, watch it. I highly recommend it. The film follows the Pope around the world. And for some reason, seeing the film prompted me to recall an international meeting of Jesuits in Rome in 1995. The theme was our common mission, a mission we receive from and share with the risen Lord Jesus. As Jesuits, we understand ourselves as continuing the mission and work of Jesus. It's in doing that that we come to experience Jesus's close and powerful presence in our lives. So I'd like to share with you some thoughts and reflections, especially since we are a Jesuit parish and we're celebrating Easter. The following words come from that meeting in Rome, officially called the 34th General Congregation. And it says, "The risen Christ, far from being absent from the world's history, has begun a new presence to the world in the Spirit. He is now present to all men and women and draws them into his paschal mystery. He continues to mediate God's work of bringing salvation, justice, and reconciliation to a world that is still broken by its sins. The risen Christ, who calls us, is the first among many brothers and sisters who, through his love, will enter God's embrace." Those are the words of the General Congregation. And now my reflection. We will know the risen Lord as we become his co-workers, experiencing his companionship in a shared labor. That shared labor is working to bring salvation, justice, and reconciliation to our broken world. When we do that, then our lives become Easter events. People come to know that Jesus lives through us. My further reflection: I think our life as a Jesuit parish should be an Easter event. We will know the presence of the risen Lord when, deep within, we sense the movement to love beyond ourselves, the movement to die to the fears that make us hold on only to ourselves. It's a movement that will lead us to see not just the needs of others, but also their goodness and their beauty. That sensed movement within us is the active presence of the Spirit of Christ, shaping us into lovers who are becoming increasingly at home with Jesus' love style. And so more and more at home with and in God. Please notice that the general congregation does not make the risen Christ a special possession of Christians only. Christ is present to all men and women and works to bring them into his paschal mystery, meaning drawing them into a love and a life that seek to give themselves away. Now, I hope what I am saying doesn't come across as hyper-spiritual and speculative. What I'm trying to convey is an interior experience, but an experience only had when we reverently listen to our own lives. And that may be our greatest challenge, learning to listen to our own depths reverently and regularly. This mission we share with every Jesuit ministry, every parish, school, university, and retreat house. Our shared mission is helping to open people up to the Spirit of Christ already present and at work within them. To that mission, we bring all our resources, our minds, hearts, hands, and especially our imaginations. And so our Easter faith proclaims, Christ is truly risen. Truly risen in all, and truly risen for all.